afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I am classic Pat Francis.
And I'm new and improved Gary Lucy. Pat, man, I feel naughty. I feel like Matt's not here.
We're cheating on Matt this week. I'm actually behind the boards, so feel free to complain about the audio as much as you like. I'll be running the sound clips. I'm like a DJ.
This is going to be great.
And yeah. and we have someone here. We're not going to say who it is yet. Okay. We have someone here because we felt that just Gary and I talking back and forth would be dull. So
we need somebody.
So we brought someone in. It's
somebody would bring that Belknap pizzazz.
Well, that
one. Gave it away.
Okay.
But that's
I guess executive producer in name only, because he doesn't do anything.
No, I sit in my office and collect the money that you people bring in.
Are we bringing money in?
That's what I do.
It sounds like we're bringing money.
When you guys start selling the Rock Solid t-shirts and the bumper stickers.
Those are kind of, by the way,
isn't this show basically just you two talking and Matt ruining the flow? Isn't that most of the comments?
Well, that's
so why would that be why am I here? My point. I did, when you emailed me and said, "Hey, will you come, Matt's not going to be there. Why don't you sit in and be the third voice so that it's not just Gary and I being boring?"
Wasn't that the idea?
That's the show.
I think it's fun sometimes when the third voice comes in. When Matt will, first of all, I think Gary and I introduced Matt to music that he's never heard because he's 12 years old, and I like sometimes when Matt will come in and be on Gary's side or be on my side or just to add that third.
Like somebody to side, take sides.
It's about conflict.
It's about a little bit of mix
also
it up a little bit.
In this modern world, there's so much overstimulation, and you need something that'll just kind of level it out a little bit.
And you think I'm the answer on that? You think you'd be part of the guy that doesn't shut up is the guy that level things out?
No, I just mean our
I have one question before, and then I will go back into my seat because I was told to be quiet.
Yeah, why are you standing up? Why are you out of your seat?
Is it true? I ask you sincerely, is it the headphones I'm using, or does this sound bad on this end?
I think it's those headphones, because I think that every week when I'm in that seat, I'm like, I don't know why this sounds bad. So why doesn't Never Not Funny spring for a new pair of headphones?
You know what? Listen, I didn't know there was a problem. Now know there's a problem.
And that's where your guest sits.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. I did not know. I've never had a single complaint.
Yeah, because they don't know.
They don't know any better because they do other podcasts that suck. They don't know the quality that comes into the Never Not Funny studios.
Yeah, they do some of those podcasts.
I'm going to eat pee now. I'm going to sit back. Go ahead.
They do some of those podcasts where you sit and the guy puts a tape recorder in the middle of the coffee table.
Exactly.
And then everyone eats with a handful of peanuts and chips and slurps their drink. And then they put it up on iTunes and go, how come we only have 6 listeners?
Right.
And that's why, you jerks. All right, Gary, you got some, as I like to call it, nonsense up top.
It's good to be here.
I like to call it new
business. Thanks for being here, Jimmy.
New business.
Jimmy Carter, everyone. Thanks, Jimmy.
My pleasure. Glad I could help the show.
This first order of new business has to do with some old business from last week, from the biography show when you played...
Can I read the minutes from last show?
Yeah, could you please do that? When you played that your brother's song from Neil Diamond, what was that?
That was Done Too Soon.
Done Too Soon, and it was just off. It was the greatest.
Jesus Christ, Fanny Bryce, Wolfie Mozart, and Humphrey Bogart, the gang is coming on to H.G. Wells. And then Ho Chi Minh, Gunga Din. Okay, I know the whole song. Wow, I'm a nerd.
So that's the one. So I found one that it might be worse.
Okay.
But it might be better. It's another one of those what do you call it? We Didn't Start the Fire kind of list songs of like fake nostalgia and everything from 1972. This is the Statler Brothers. Do you remember these?
Okay, here we go.
Save you. Oh, it's Kazoo, you know it's crazy.
Saturday morning cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Flypaper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike cream.
How did you find
flat
this?
Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, an aviator cap.
Okay, when the guy's remembering his daddy's socks are rolled down, that's when I stop it.
Remember when dad wore socks?
He rolled them down.
Those were the days.
I think the premise is that he's wearing his father's socks and he's rolling them down.
Because maybe they're too long.
But let me, you don't find that soothing? I find that kind of soothing.
Movie stars on Dixie Cup tops and...
Remember movie stars and Dixie Cup Tops?
I remember Flypaper. I remember everything that these guys are recommending.
Is there a racist version of this that's where it's like burning crosses and
that's what I was getting. Like later on, like it gets down to like segregated diners. Those were in the days.
Cowboy hats and Confederate flags.
So anyway, I just wanted to
poop
throw that in
your pie.
You know, there was a lot of country in the early 2000s that did that. Remember, there was a lot of country where they would just rattle off things that happened in 1984 and 1987. There was a bunch of that for a while.
Also, a lot of 80s one-nighter comics would like to rattle off a list of stuff.
Yeah,
right. A lot of, I apologize. I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought we were talking about one-nighters as far as banging around.
No, I know. I know that you like that.
Well, I know names and cities. And then, you know, what's funny.
Sheila from Sheboygan.
Richard Page, the lead singer of Mr. Mister, put out a solo.
We know who it is.
Well, you two do.
I didn't know.
Two years ago, he put out a solo CD, but he also has one of those, like Steve Perry's, what was that song, Pat? The... in the moment, or what's it called? The one where
Captured by the Moment.
Captured by the Moment. And then there's the Richard Page has his version. You know, Patty had to sing. Somebody had to do this. How did Mozart get around? It's like they all have that. Everybody feels the need to tell you about great things people have done in song.
Here, let's see.
And I like this.
Here we go. Where have they gone?
Said to let it be. Jackie's alone. We lost someone November day.
LA Motel.
LA Motel.
Get ready, Gary.
Okay.
One sad mistake to sail away. Remember well, captured by the moment.
Those were the days.
Yes. Remember the days when the guy got shot?
Anyway, Richard Page has the same
song.
Same kind of song, yeah.
And then, of course, that asshole Billy Joel did do it up.
and which he, in my opinion, ripped off of Dennis DeYoung. But now I think they all ripped off the Statler Brothers.
Oh, clearly. Now wait a minute. This is the beauty of not having Matt here. You say something, I can get right to it. We're talking about Boom Child Baby.
It's the same song,
Dennis DeYoung.
Oh my God!
It's a lot of that up front. Now name some stuff for me. Why don't they just sing their Trader Joe's list?
Peanut butter pretzels.
I think I went too fast.
Yeah, I think you did. You'll be young, always cool. We had our chevys and our hula hoops. Watching bands and Mickey Mouse. A generation born
of twist and shine. All right.
It goes on and on. It basically is We Didn't Start the Fire 2 years sooner.
KTEL presents the songs with lists.
Man.
And then Bill Joel comes
just,
in.
Yeah, just lift the hood of your car up and start naming parts. You know, I mean, come on.
We had our spark plugs at our radiator. Yeah, radiator, bad choice. Radiator, bad choice.
Your neighbor's out there. He's got his acoustic guitar. He's got the hood up in his car. Hey, what are you doing, Stan? I'm writing a song.
Stan is a good songwriter.
He's not bad.
Let's not get mad at Stan.
Stan's the man.
So what confirmed. Else? What else, you guys?
This is kind of new and old. I always like to play like... bring people's attention to a hot new song that I've been hearing a lot lately. But this one you might have heard, it seems like it's 2 years old. It seems like it was on an Apple commercial
okay.
a couple years ago. And this is in the great rock and roll tradition of Van Halen and Bon Jovi and guys that are, you know, name the band after their name. Like, who am I missing? Mm-hmm. Queensryche? Kevin Queensryche, is that
it? Yeah. We call them Q.
You're thinking Vandenberg, Dokken.
Yes, yeah, things like
Vandenberg.
That. This is Alex Chappo, his band Chappo. And what's it called? Back Home, I think?
This is called Come Home from the Plastique Universe.
Yeah, check EP. This out.
Well, you got everything wrong about that.
You can't get everything right. Like an iPad commercial or something?
Nope. Maybe I will when I hear lyrics.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I like it. You like it, Jimmy?
I do.
Chapo.
Remember the logo? A big C with wings coming off of it? Or would it be a CH?
Anyway.
Gary, you got to be loving this band that everybody's won't shut up about. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. Gotye, is that the fella's name?
Oh, Gautier.
Gautier.
You know, it's okay. I'm
is that Dick Gautier's kid?
Believe it or not, it is.
Is it really?
No. It's exciting when people galvanize around something. I don't quite get it. Like, it just seems like it's Ersatz Kurt Weill or something like that, right. But it's fine. I like it okay.
It's like when everyone came together around Nana's 99 Luftballons.
No. Yes,
well,
as
listen,
a nation.
Did you, Pat? Have you heard that Gautier song?
Who are you talking to?
Something.
So no, you
no, I haven't heard.
We played it on this very show.
I can't remember what we say when we leave when we walk out of the room, Gary.
What about the version about what's it called? Walk Off the Earth? Is that the name of that band? Where they all play that one guitar? Have you seen that?
No.
I think it's called Walk Off the Earth or
Walk Off the. I'm going to write
something down. Similar to that.
I am going to.
And it's a band where they all sit around and they all play the one.
It's a giant guitar?
No, a standard size guitar.
Oh.
It's a viral video. I'm not talking about it. I mean, your listeners going to go, yeah, no kidding. My grandmother told me about it. They were on Ellen. It's one band. They're all around the guitar. One guy like drums and it really is like I don't want to sound like the 46-year-old man right. I am. But it's like that's very impressive.
But shouldn't a band like that just be down on Santa Monica Pier with a hat?
But they're better than that.
Okay,
and so are you. Don't talk that way about Gautier.
I don't think I am better.
A cover of Gautier.
Now, for anyone who thinks we don't have a topic today, and it's just going to be a hodgepodge of three guys yelling, we do have a topic. But Gary, you have a game today.
We do have a topic.
What? Go ahead.
And I got to redeem myself because I've been having some pretty half-baked games lately. But this game lives up to the name Rock Solid. This is a good game.
Now, the last time Jimmy was here, the game we had, I could not get a handle on. He kicked my ass. So I'm hoping that
what was the game last time?
It's something like name a city and a state or a band and a zip code.
It was a zip code game. Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah, you stunk.
Yeah, I don't know zip code.
I was great, Boston.
I know my zip code. That's it.
Chicago, Kansas.
I know my zip code, 91210. That's all I know. I live in Beverly Hills.
That's right.
So, Gary, what's the premise of this game?
This game is called Anagrammies.
And let me also say that Belknap's not here, so this show could go 3 hours because he's the one that tries to keep us on time, and we're just going to go nuts today. So go.
I'll tell you this. I've got to be somewhere at a certain time.
Okay, what time you got to be somewhere?
4 o'clock.
Tuesday.
Okay, we're
Tuesday. I should have said Tuesday. I fucked up.
No, but that's
nobody knows what time this is.
That's right. He's a writer.
Professional writer.
And Jimmy needs jokes.
This is called Anagrammies. I'm going to give you a year and a scrambled up title of the song of the year that year.
Okay.
And then you tell me what the title is.
Do we buzz in?
I'm going to start with, I'll start with our guest.
Yes.
And if you don't get it, it'll go to Pat and I'll tell him the artist.
And then you'll start with me. And if I don't get it, you'll go to him.
You're going
to him.
Okay.
All right. A little back and forth.
A little back and forth. Okay. We're going to start with 2010.
Okay.
Legal Insides. Legal Insides for Jimmy.
I should tell you this. I may not know what an anagram is.
An anagram is like like a scrambled up words. It's like a word scramble.
If you take ham and you made it ma.
Exactly.
Good. I just wanted to make sure.
Or like Jim Morrison, you mix it up, it's Mr. Mojo Rising.
Right.
Right. Okay.
That's true.
Legal Insides.
I always get anagram confused with
actually a better game when you
hologram.
See the anagram.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. But we'll try.
That's why I was confused by what was happening here.
Oh, believe me, this is going to end in a tie 0-0.
Another shitty game.
Well, I tell you what, the game itself, I'll give it that score. Same score, 0.
Go ahead, Gary.
All right, give it again, Gary. I'm sorry. 2010.
2010, Song of the Year, Legal Insides. Maybe if I gave you the
it
artist,
stinks.
Would it help?
I don't know.
If you give us the artist, that's just, then what are we guessing?
Wait, I don't want to know the artist.
Okay.
Do you just give it to me?
No.
This is Song of the Year for 2010.
Do you guys have some...
the Single Ladies.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
single Ladies.
Well, you know
all
what?
Right.
I heard you say Beyonce.
Okay,
so,
that's okay. All right.
This might be better as a blog entry.
But
okay, go ahead.
They get better.
Okay, I hope so.
2005, Pat, Hated Rugs.
The only way I could win this game is if you said, 2004, CCDA. Then I would know it's an AC/DC song. Okay, so what is it now?
Hated Rugs.
Hated Rugs.
2005. Hated rugs. Do you guys want some paper and you can write it down?
That might help. Might help everybody.
No, I don't want paper.
It's, you know what I thought you were going to do? And this is where I got confused at the top. I thought, like, hated rugs, then it would be like...
tainted love.
Reviled carpet. Like, oh, it would be
like,
the name.
Like synonyms.
Yeah, I thought you were doing synonyms.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that, maybe that for next time.
Okay, I'm going to try that for next time.
That sounds fun, guys.
Okay, the band is Shat Rug.
No, this is the title of the song of the year of 2005. Oh.
I'm going to say the song is a Shat Rug.
It's not Shat.
Is it one word or two, Gary?
It's one word.
What is it?
It's a...
Well, wait, I get a chance.
Yeah,
okay.
Hand that piece of paper over to me.
Do not guess Shat Rugs.
Okay.
Hated rugs, right?
Well, yeah. you don't even have the E. You didn't even use the E, Pat. It's Shat Rug, you idiot.
What if that was it?
Jimmy, it's by John Mayer.
Wonderland.
No!
Daughters.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, look at Pat got it.
1-1.
Pat likes that song because he has daughters. That's the only reason you like that song.
No, my joke is... I have daughters, and I don't even like that song.
Okay, very good.
Okay, this is going to be Jimmy.
This is your chance to steal.
You don't have 1 point.
I just got daughters.
Oh, you did. I apologize.
But, well, all right.
Yeah, we'll buzz in, Gary. This seems to be the only way to do this.
Yeah, right. Let's buzz in. Okay, it's 2012 Needier Thong Pill. Needier Thong Pill.
Meteor?
Needier. Like, oh, like someone's needy. Needier Thong Pill. 2012 Song of the Year.
Two L's?
Yeah, P-L-L.
Wait, 2012?
Yeah.
You already have a Song of the Year picked out.
Wait, didn't they give those out already?
It's
the 2012
it's
Grammys?
It's April.
Well, no, from the Grammys that were broadcast this year.
Oh, so 2011 Song of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
This game, the flaws are coming out.
Subtract one from everything I say.
Needier Thong Pill.
Oh, my God.
Could have had it all.
What?
Adele is the artist we're looking for.
Rolling in the Deep.
Yes, it's correct. Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth.
Is it Rolling in the Deep?
It's like pulling teeth because this thing's a clunker. Don't be mad at us because this game stinks.
Let's do one more. It'll either end in a tie or Jimmy will win 3-1.
Okay, this is 2007.
We're 16 minutes in, folks. No topic, no songs.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the first time they've laughed in 7 episodes.
I don't know if that's true. That's because Matt's not here.
Oh, that's unfair.
Isn't that what you meant?
No, what I meant is that he does a great job producing.
I'm joking, Matt. Annalise.
Let's go. 2001 Fibula Duet. Yeah.
I don't even know how to spell fibula. Yes, I do.
And it's YA for yeah.
YEA?
Yeah.
Standard spelling on yeah.
What is it?
Fibula Duet. Yeah. YA.
It's a terrible game.
It makes me dislike.
2001 Song of the Year.
I not only dislike this game, I dislike Gary. That's how angry I am at this.
You too can get this correct if you...
In what year?
2001.
How to Disable an Atomic Bomb.
That's the album.
Song of the Year from that...
Beautiful Day.
Yes, Beautiful Day. Oh, for Christ's sake. Forget it.
What do you mean it? I got it!
It's hard when you can't see it.
But we're looking at it. we're kind of seeing it now.
It's still hard.
let's give me a little credit here. I won.
You did.
I'm a winner.
You did win again.
He didn't give you any hints or anything. You guessed it.
He said he was going to give hints.
I think the sooner we put this behind us.
Topic of the week.
Yes.
How do you like that?
I just
dropped that in.
I like a lot.
Topic of the week. Hey, this week. Our topic. I don't know if we have a title for the topic yet. We call this. I said maybe we call it "Put Up Your Dukes" or maybe we call it "Fighting Words." But whatever we're going to call it today, it's going to be songs that have the word "fight" or some version of "fight," "fights," "fighter," "fighting."
It's going to be a lot of conflict today
in the title. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of conflict. The three of us are fighting already.
Right. If I can make a suggestion, because I think this plays into why I had trouble finding a song.
Yeah, Jim.
I think "Fighting Words" is better than "Put Up Your Dukes."
All right,
because for example, "Authority" song not eligible for this.
Right, because they have a fight in the title.
Right, but "Put Up Your Dukes" leads you to believe.
What if we do songs that have "Duke" in the title? We do Sir Duke.
Okay, Sir Duke, a thief from Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay, you know, let's let Jimmy start.
I got a song by Gary, Duke Jupiter.
Gary, you have wasted enough of our time.
I think so. Let's go.
Well, I want to be very clear. I've given you 8 songs.
You gave me 8 songs, and you told me that you liked 2 of them.
Well, I only had 12 songs in my iTunes, and Gary, just so you know, it didn't. No, 17 emails went back and forth between me and your co-host.
Yes.
Hey, I'm only going to bring in about three or four because that's all I got. You can't find eight. I'll keep looking. And actually, you wanted 8 to 10. I said I got 12, and four of them are triumphs.
Fight the good fight.
Fight the good fight. Are different live versions.
You might need to go through there and clear out some of your iTunes.
No, I don't have a problem.
With listening to four versions of Fight the Good Fight?
Sometimes I want to hear that the US Festival version. Sometimes I want to hear that reunion show from
If you don't like this country, you can head up north and become a Canadian.
You guys, stop fighting.
I love this country.
Arguing.
And you know I'm a patriot. What I'm mad at is your insistence that I bring in eight.
I'm going to let Gary go first.
I'm going to play a crappy song first. Here's a crappy one.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Let's please.
Okay.
I hate this song. Go to number three, Pat.
Why are you mixing the order?
No, because I want to start with that to prove a point.
You don't hate number three.
Oh, I don't. I hate number two.
Okay, I'm going to.
Hate this song.
Okay, here we go. And just so you know, guys, a fight song doesn't mean that you're fighting with someone else. You're not physically fighting. Sometimes there's inner turmoil. Sometimes you're just fighting with a feeling you might have.
Oh, fight fire with fire would have been a good one.
Now, this is a woman singing, right?
It is not. This is a gentleman from my hometown of hometown.
Turn on the drums.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. That seems like enough.
I just wanted to hear the word fight twice.
Horton Hears a Who soundtrack. Remember that? At the end?
Oh, yeah, that is on the Horton Hears a Who soundtrack.
Oh, boy.
They got some. Okay. They got some extra play out of that.
Good for those kids.
Not really.
For those kids who heard this song early in their
life.
Yeah, you know what?
I used to really love that song. Now I think it's junk.
I'm a fan of the word junk. And you know I'm an REO fan.
Yeah, so, we both are.
So, but that song stinks.
Let me ask you a question. Are we ever going to see REO Speedwagon in concert again?
No.
Okay, me,
no.
I agree.
What was the last straw?
We just saw him so many times.
Seen him enough. They're always packaged with a band that we want to see.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, here they come trotting out the same nine songs, plus Golden Country if you get a good night.
Right. Gary, let's jump to you, buddy.
Okay. This is...
Good talking to you, Jim.
The lead-off track from one of the great albums of the 2000s. It is The Flaming Lips from Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Fight Test! Soon to be a major Broadway show.
That can't possibly be true.
It's true.
It's true.
Major might be the wrong part of that sentence.
Now, pay special attention to the melody here because we're going to talk about some controversy.
Not against this song.
So it came.
What about you?
To fight. I thought I just
always
signed that the time would prove you.
I think
wrong.
They heard it. I think it's
no, wait, I talked over the part Gary wanted us to hear.
No.
Just step aside and that the time would prove you wrong.
Okay, Gary. There was some controversy.
75% of the royalties of that song go to this man. Cat Stevens, because they're thinking, this kind of sounds like that Cat Stevens song. And they ran it by Cat Stevens. He's like, yeah. That was his record company. And they said, yeah, give us some damn money.
I think Cat got involved.
Yeah.
He's very passive.
It's not time to make a change.
God, I love this song.
He doesn't go by Cat Stevens anymore, though. He's Al-Qaeda Joe.
You're wrong, guy.
Pretty
from
sure
Ohio, Ohio that doesn't know anything.
No, and he is bubblegum, Al-Qaeda Joe bubblegum.
What's that turtleneck look like?
It goes up
full
a whole
turban.
Full burqa. Look at me.
That's probably fair, huh? It's probably a swipe, huh?
I did think that section in this does sound similar.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. Anyway.
All right.
I cannot tell you how many times in 1985 I would be driving in my Fiero listening to the greatest hits of Cat Stevens Volume 2 and sobbing
just
in my car
weeping
to the song.
All the way.
Just sobbing.
And now you're...
I was hard on a lesson!
And now you're both fathers with sons. so it probably makes you cry.
Oh, now I a whole different reason. I punch a steering wheel.
Oh, a little.
What am I done with my life? I don't know. You're 19. Relax. You're fine.
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, guys, this song's from 1986. This is off what I think every Rolling Stones fan can agree.
Oh boy,
is the worst Rolling Stones album ever made.
Harlem Nights.
This is Harlem Nights is an Eddie Murphy movie.
So not everything you're wrong about that. Harlem Shuffle was the single.
Now the only thing that's right is that that's probably the worst Eddie Murphy movie. Well, no, you know what? Maybe not.
Oh no, I think this new one probably was.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh
yeah. So this is one of the four or five songs that I do like, and it's perfect. It's called Fight.
Fight.
What's the name of the album?
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work.
That's right, Dirty Work.
You're thinking of Harlem Shuffle, which is on this album.
Yeah. Came in a nice red cellophane package.
For no reason. Here we go. Surprised they didn't get into a fight over whether to record the song or not.
Well, I think it was their first one for CBS Records.
Steve Lillywhite produced this.
Absolutely. Stevie L.
Did a good job.
And it had the cartooning work of Mark Merrick on the label.
Remember? Inside, that's right, yeah. from WTF. Mark Maron did the...
No, Mark Merrick.
Oh, Mark Merrick, okay.
He's a great underground cartoonist.
Oh, the Elephant Man. And
that's John Merrick.
I'm doing your... No, I'm just oh. you. Oh, the Elephant okay. Man, no.
And the cover from this, they're all like in pink and yellow.
I love the cover.
Kind of sitting on like, they're just hanging out on
sectional
this,
sofa.
Yeah, yeah, mixed on the floor.
I love that cover. There's something about it.
You were in record store at that time, right?
I was, and I went to a private listening party for this...
Terrif.
Wow.
Oh, I guess we don't want anecdotes.
What no, happened?
We misunderstood.
What happened at the listening party?
We listened to the album.
Yeah, what happened at that listening party? Was it at a record store?
I never been to a listening. Like, is there like a lot of chin scratching? A lot of yeah.
There, you know, it depends, Gary. I did one for Survivor's Vital Signs.
Sure.
And they were there.
Okay.
So then you get to meet the band, you get to hear it.
Yeah.
And you have to pretend you like it, whether you do or not.
I like Vital Signs.
I do too.
Did the same for Corey Hart's Boy in the Box. That was a tougher. That was a tougher one.
And it's Corey Hart like, wait, listen to this part. Listen to this part.
You're gonna like this, guys. Yeah. This one, the Stones, of course, were not there. It was just a bunch of executives
not.
Sitting around. And y'all have to go, yeah, great, gonna sell a ton, guys. Sounds great. And then you get in your car and go, what the fuck, that thing?
Yeah, this is the worst Rolling Stones album I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is it back to me?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, yes.
All right, I'm gonna go with the, is it number?
I ask you to put them in an order.
Yeah, but then we jumped around. Well, because you rattled me.
You want to go with a good one?
Well, I'll go with my obscure guy.
we're jumping the whole way down. Okay.
This is a gentleman out of Chicago.
I'll introduce it. No.
You don't know him.
I know. Go ahead.
His name is Nicholas Tremulous.
Oh, wow.
And he released this album called NT in, I want to say, 1984. And he's since gone on, and he's become like this alt favorite in Chicago, and he performed with the band doing a bunch of benefits and stuff. But this album was, and his second album, More Than the Truth, a lot of horns on it, a lot of blue-eyed soul, but maybe even grittier than that. This is a song called Fight for Love. You gotta fight for love.
And are these the Chicago horns on here? Because it sounded very similar.
It's not the Chicago horns, okay. Pat, but I don't...
Let's give this a whirl.
Try and tell you I need you. You say you wanna leave me, but I see what your arms do. My whole life is about you, cause when you say you need me,
listen to that. But you know, I can actually see Bill Champlin from Chicago. Like, if they would have done this in the late 80s. Listen to that bass. Get ready, Gary. And we weren't meant together. Fight.
Oh, man.
I will predict that not Gary approved.
That is some active bass there.
That is, polite. I will say this. Now, boy, Pat,
is he getting paid by the note? What's going on with that?
That guy, that's Nathan Heath Jr. on bass. It is not. That was recorded off a long play onto a compact disc into a computer.
Wow.
So that is third generation.
Yeah.
It sounds crisp.
Sounds good.
And
transformed into an MP3.
Right. So it's four generations.
Played through a sound console into your head. Six generations.
It's a nice sounding thing. Nicholas Tremulous, he now goes by the Nicholas Tremulous Orchestra. Chicago fave. He's one of those guys. Never really got out of Chicago.
Well,
what a shame.
pack it up and go, Nick.
Flights depart daily. Whose fault is that, Nick?
I just left.
Flights depart daily. Okay, Gary.
Gary Lucy.
If we're going around the table, I got to say it's your turn.
Okay, let's stick with that kind of retro sound. I'm going to skip on down to a group from New Orleans who had kind of this minor hit in 2009, The Generationals.
Okay.
And it's called When We Fight, We Fight.
Oh, this is a good song.
You know this one, huh?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Like playing the Coke bottles there, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Well, it's Dallas. 2009, they're lucky to have drums. Real instruments were floating away.
Floating away on my Casio, man.
Are there lyrics in this?
When they fight, and when they come home at night, they say, I love you, baby.
This sounds like something that would have been on the American Graffiti soundtrack.
Yeah, it's horrible, Gary.
And when they fight, but when they're not fighting, then it's, I love you.
Is that like when pizza's, even good pizza's bad pizza? Is that what they're trying to say? Or bad pizza is good pizza?
No, I just think...
Let's edit that out.
I think they just keep it separate. They're like, well, like, because, you know, there's that, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Right.
I think I'm something in between. I don't know what it is.
You know what I like about that song? It's got that one of those things, like, I'm always impressed by a producer makes this decision. In that song, he decides a whistle needs to happen right in the middle.
Yeah, the whistle.
And I always like, when he goes, hey, guys, what do you think about this? The whistle? And they all hear it go, yeah! Like, it always interests me, like, when something like that happens producerially.
Any whistles on your new song?
No, this is...
There's gonna be. Just wait.
Yeah, my new song called Don't Fight the Slide Whistle. Just perfect timing. Thank you for setting me up, Gary.
This is a Tom Petty song, and it's from 1995. It was released on his Playback box set. Was never on any album. That's a great box set because it had all the unreleased stuff. You're like, wow, man, why wasn't that on an album? And this is called I Can't Fight It. You're right.
Obsession, 'cause I've held it inside for so long. All my friends say I should use discretion, but I know I'm just not that strong. And I can't fight it. I can't keep myself from wanting you. I can't fight it. No matter what you say, no matter what you do.
Now, how are some artists so good that even their thrower ways are good?
You know what I say about that song? Hey, man, why wasn't that released?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I quote Pat when I say that. Hey, well, I mean, listen, it's a good song, but then eventually as it goes on, you understand why it wasn't released.
Like,
that piano stunk.
Maybe not inspired, but maybe there was something else he had going. I'm glad he got his guitars back. That was nice.
Oh, thank heavens. Thank heavens.
I like that he starts with, ah! So, Jimmy, you got one now?
I guess so. If that's the order we're going in, mm-hmm. you want to go up top, or you want to go with the I don't know what order they're in.
Well, they're all messed up now because you just fucked it up.
Well, listen, we're all friends. You want to go? What's number four? Just start playing it, and then I'll give a little story here.
All right, should I just ramp it up?
Yeah, ramp it up. Oh, there we go. Now this is Triumph.
Yeah.
Fight the good fight. This is probably studio version. I am counting. You. That's what we do, right? We just sing along?
Matt is going to kill me because whenever we sing, it is just going full on red. The sound levels.
Here we go. Fight the good fight every moment, every minute, every day, Gary.
I will tell you, there's been more studio sing-along today with you than ever.
What I do is when I don't have fun, something funny, I sing. All right, let's.
Well, you've been singing a lot.
Yeah, that's my point. Pod that down.
How about if I just do that?
Listen, I love power trios. We know that.
Yeah.
Whether it be Rush, Triumph, Zebra, I'm a fan of the power trio. For whatever reason, I am the biggest Triumph fan in the world. And that song, I don't know why.
That's wrong.
I mocked for it. My feelings are hurt on a regular basis on the Triumph message boards because even they don't understand my love of the band.
Triumph themselves is trying to talk you out of it.
I am painted with this brush of of liking, you know, everybody's like, you like shitty hair metal. I really don't. But Triumph I enjoy, and I don't know why. You know, they created the light show, Pat.
What?
When I was growing up, when I was in high school, man, everyone would go, you got to see Triumph because you got to see that light show.
They're known for their light show, Gary.
Just because they brought more lights out than anyone else. That's all.
But if you go to their show, even at the height of their light show days, you'd go, yeah, concert. Like you never left going, holy shit, look at those lights.
I mean, the same thing would be say, oh, man, you should see their mics. Who cares?
It made no sense.
Oh, yeah. You got to see their drumriser.
Would you guys ever go to one of those laser light shows at the planetarium?
I think I saw a Beatles one there.
Oh, what's laserium?
Laserium.
Is that fun, or is that like a Stone thing?
I guess if you like the music they're playing, it's good. You know, if you go see Pink Floyd, you know, 420, go see Pink Floyd with Doug Benson.
Pat Francis got in a fight with the girl he was dating at the time about it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What's laserium?
What's laserium?
Shut up and...
It sounds like a thereby hangs the tail.
Yeah, I think she thought she was going to have laser eye surgery or something.
she got mad at you because she thought you were making it up.
Yeah.
You said, I can't go out tonight. This is when Pat and I were roommates.
Yeah.
I can't go out tonight. I'm going to the Laserium to see the Beatles laser show. What's Laserium, Pat?
I don't think that's a real thing.
Yeah, that's when you're dating Drew B.
I can't go out tonight. Ooh. Can't go out tonight. I'm going out to Subway. It's a Subway.
That girl did not trust you at all.
What are you doing?
For no reason. You're dating a week.
A week.
Where are you going?
What's a VHS tape? Gary, I think you're up.
Pretty sheltered existence.
Do you want this one with a part one and a part two?
No. Let's go back up to this will be a good palate cleanser of Triumph. This is
what? Yeah. Hey!
Look, you humming would be a good palate cleanser.
Hey,
of Triumph.
You don't like Triumph?
It's in my iTunes. All these songs I'm playing are from my iTunes. Yeah. You didn't give me anything
with the exception of Nicholas Travis.
Yeah, TNT.
This is one of those great from that great period. You know, you have like your class of 77 punk rock, and then your 91 like grunge explosion. But that sweet spot right in the middle is like one of the anthems from the mid 80s of the alt scene. It's a Mission of Burma, the Academy fight song. Check this out. This is like one of those great songs about shut up, Dad. You know, like.
I don't have that here.
Mission of Burma? You don't have Mission?
The artist Mission of Burma?
Yeah.
I don't have anything like that.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What's happening?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Gary. I guess we're not cleansing that Triumph palette after all.
I guess not.
Well, we've made matters
worse. Let me see if something happened here.
You know what I say to that, Gary? Fight the good fight.
I guess that's
every what... moment. Keep it up, buddy.
I ramped it up.
Okay. For some reason, I found it. Are you ready? Here we go.
I guess.
I found it.
Never mind.
This is it. Huh? I never know the band Gary plays. Mission of Burma. There must be more than 20 bands out there.
Ask me jerky questions. Don't mean what you say. Immaculate protection.
Your old man's lying to you, man.
Played all the rules. So close to the best.
That's a little Clash type thing.
Sure, yeah.
It's also very 1984.
And this is not a way.
Yeah, that's a
like the video
thing.
Could have been made for this.
Just as far from me as me from you.
I like this.
I like it too.
That's who turned me onto that. My idol at the time. I thought he was the funniest person who ever walked the earth. I was like interviewing him. So it wasn't for the school papers. Oh, for the college radio station, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, really?
You got to check out this bad Mission of Burma.
Bobcat Goldthwait's your idol?
At the time.
Oh, okay.
I admire him. No,
he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
I'm kidding.
He's making that Kinks movie. You hear about that?
No.
He's making a movie of Schoolboys in Disgrace.
Yeah, that's a...
Ray's Blessing.
That's a Ray Davies concept album.
What are you mad at?
I'm not.
Anyway.
You know what's funny? When I was looking at these fight songs, I thought of some groups that I thought would definitely have... a song with fight in it. Like, I thought there'd be a Ramones one, mm-hmm. or a Motley Crue, or a Billy Idol, or a Clash, and they don't have any, those guys aren't fighters.
They're lovers.
They're lovers.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone that thinks that all AC/DC music sounds the same.
Let me confirm that.
I'm about to prove you 100% right.
Oh, I'm
this
sorry.
This is from 2008's Black Ice. This is a term people don't use anymore. This song's called Spoiling for a Fight.
Yeah.
Are you spoiling for a fight?
I'm not from Australia.
Who says that? Who said that? Ricky Gervais? Does he say that? Here we go.
I see trouble coming.
Oh, here it comes.
We're coming to a ball.
This sounds like you doing an impression.
I know. Gonna happen.
Come on, come on, yeah.
Long clip. It's AC/DC, man. It sounds exactly like everything else, and yet you're like, yeah, that's not bad.
That's why you go there. You don't go there for like to be surprised.
Yeah, yeah, like, I read a quote from Stephen King, who loves AC/DC. He says one of his best friends says, ah, AC/DC, every song sounds the same. And Stephen King said, what's your point? Which I thought was great.
Yeah, he's a professional writer.
He is. Maybe he could write him some lyrics.
Good one, Steve-O.
Good one, that boy, Steven. Huh? That's scary.
Who's next, Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess we're going in that order.
You want to redeem yourself here with the...
I don't have to redeem myself at all. We all have choices here.
Spalling for a fight!
Now listen, want to show me what's next?
It's this guy.
Oh, listen.
He's making the international Townsend symbol.
Yeah. I love this album.
It's a great
album. I love everything
great
about this album.
The whole
this
album's
is,
great.
Pete Townsend, the name of the album is, what is it? I'm a little under the
Empty
weather.
Glass?
So
it's called White City.
White City. And this is called White City Fightin'. And boy, this is just, this song's perfection as far as I'm concerned.
This is a great album.
And I'm not the biggest Who fan.
No.
So when I say that, I'm saying a lot. This song is perfection. And by that I mean there's a time limit or all the pieces are going to jump up at you.
The White City, that's a joke of a name. It's a black, violent place if I remember the game. I couldn't wait to get out, but I love to go home. Do you remember the White City fighting? The White City fighting.
Remember.
That's a great album, top to bottom.
You know what? Face the Face is... I'm going to backtrack. Face the Face is the song that's perfection. This is a great song.
What about that Give Blood?
Give Blood's on there.
I'm going to backpedal. Give Blood is the song that's perfection. Then Face the Face, then this song. This just happened to have the word fight in it. If this was Face Off. Hey, guys.
Face Off. There's our next... Hey, write it down, Gary. Face off.
That's a
good... Songs with the word face in it. What do you got?
I love it. He also does, you know, if you buy the remastered edition, he does a version of Save It For Later, which is great. Let's get it.
Your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later. Don't run away and let me down.
Why is this? Why did this happen?
Deck, what do you mean?
Get found out.
Rock solid bonus track.
I was just saying if you buy the remastered version.
Why was it on the remastered version?
Because they always put a bonus track or two on there. It's got a couple bonus tracks.
What album did that originally come out on?
It was never on any album.
Very confusing.
Yeah, it's a bonus track.
I understand, but I guess I'm curious as to why he even recorded it.
Well, he probably recorded it around that same time and probably from the same sessions.
Who did that song?
English Beat.
English Beat. Don't come on here and not know about music.
I'm a little under the weather today.
I couldn't pull it either. Gary, let's jump to you.
This is I'm gonna have to one up like the macho-ness of a AC/DC and a Townsend. This is it doesn't get any more manly than this than the 3 o'clock in a Jet Fighter. Listen to this Paisley Underground anthem from the 3 o'clock.
I don't know about this game.
But it's,
I like it.
You can like it.
Michael Corsio, a singing bass player. You don't always get that. Pick up the big chorus.
Kenny Lee, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, you don't get that very often.
Peter Cetera. Yeah.
But other than that, Sheryl Crow. It's good, huh? This is, you know, 85, like, Long Riders and the Bangles are kind of part of this scene.
Look, what I will say about that song is it does have fight in the title.
You know what I love about Gary? And I mean this. This is a compliment. I like when Gary puts out his year-end, here are my favorite songs of the year. Mm-hmm. Because it's consistent. Every year, I love that best of list. Yeah. Love every song on it.
Oh, great.
But if I buy the album of any of those bands, I want to vert pipe the son of a bitch to throw it out the window.
Yep.
But I love... The song, like, you know what? He's right. That is one of the best songs of the year.
Gary needs to have his own line of best of collections.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah, like, now that's what I call. Yeah.
That's what I call Gary.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
All right.
No, that's what Gary calls. That's what it means. That's what Gary calls volume one.
And as Gary would say, there's not many lead singing bass players. So let's, I'm going to play some Thin Lizzy for you. And this is the new band that I'm obsessed with. This is from the album Fighting.
Yes.
And the song's called Fighting My Way Back. Here we go.
Fighting!
Oh, boy.
Right off the bat.
Oh, boy.
Fighting!
What if that's all I played?
There you go. That's it.
That bass.
I know. All right, fighting my way back.
Here's what fascinates me about Thin Lizzy. There's no doubt that they have two of the greatest classic rock songs of all time.
I know.
Two.
Yeah.
Not just one, like two. Like, you just go Thin Lizzy. Two of them are phenomenal.
Jailbreak and Boys Are Back in Town.
Yet, they never made it.
No,
they
didn't.
Never. But two of them are, I mean, they're iconic classic rock songs.
They are, without a doubt.
They did okay, didn't they? I mean, or you think they should have
been
bigger?
Maybe not in America.
I think they should have
been
bigger.
Maybe they're bigger somewhere, but not here.
Not here in the colonies. No.
Yeah. Because
Lynott,
they're good.
Phil Lynott.
I don't know if it's Leno or Lynott. I don't know how you say it. And I don't know if it's Phil or Philip.
I call him Phil.
You know, he's named after his mom. His mom's name is Philomena.
Yeah. I'm always weirded out by that.
I know. What's your mom's name again?
Elaine.
So you would be named, what would your name be?
Alonzo.
Alonzo.
With an E.
And my mom's name is Lucy, so who would I be?
Oh, wow.
Who would I be?
Lucky.
Lucky. Maybe Luciano.
Luciano.
There you go.
Gary, what's your mom's name?
My name, it's Carolyn.
I thought you were going to say Garalinda. Carolyn. Carolyn, so you would be Carol, like Carol O'Connor.
Yeah, that I could pull that off, I think.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
You know, Carol Lucy? Oh, yeah, the guy with two girl names.
That's Izzy.
Boy, oh, boy. Is Gary named after your mother?
I think he is.
Yeah,
are you next on this list, Jimmy? Are we still going in order?
Yeah. What do we got here? You want to give me a hint again? On what's next?
What would you like to hear? Okay, he's making the... he did a guitar and then a guy killing himself.
Oh, Jesus, that's not fair.
Well,
I mean, it's accurate.
Yeah.
This is the great Ronnie Montrose.
Oh, no, bad. Too soon.
I know, right? Awful.
Well, I didn't know. Let me ask you, what would your hint be without...
He would have got on a bad motor scooter.
Or
you just start eating some rock candy.
Or just pick up a pen and write down gamma.
Why don't I just tilt my computer a quarter of an inch
so
you
can see anything other than what you did would have been helpful.
I'm sorry.
Although I got it.
You did get it. Maybe that's the new game, Gary.
Yeah.
By the way, the family tried to keep that under wraps.
They did.
And I don't know if they'd appreciate you talking about it.
Yeah, because this is going out to the family.
This whole episode is going out to the family, dedicated to the Montrose family.
This is not on a Montrose album. This is on his second band, Gamma.
Gamma.
Named after his grandmother.
Aha! And again, I don't dislike Gamma. I like Ronnie Montrose. I think he's a great guitarist.
Yeah.
Or was a great guitarist, whatever the word would be at this point.
He's up there, man, playing with Jimmy and Janice.
Yeah, he's probably not getting any licks in with Jimmy up there. Jimmy's a stage hog, always was, always will be. Cobain's got something to say about it, too.
That's right.
You think Ronnie's sitting in? He's waiting his turn, brother. He's a professional. He's also, he was, you know, Ronnie was not the nicest man.
You've met him?
What do you mean?
You met Ronnie Montrose?
No, I've read interviews.
Okay. He's supposed to be a dick.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dick. I think his quote about Sammy Hagar's stuff about him was, what was his quote? I think he said something like, I got off easier than Eddie Van Halen. That's what he said.
That's what he said, yeah.
All right, anyway, this is called...
Fight to the Finish.
Fight to the Finish. This is Gamma.
From Gamma 1.
On the list, because I don't have a lot of fights on.
1979.
Wake up in the morning. Wonder why I'm feeling so down. Is it any wonder when all I get is pushed around?
Right.
There's talk around town. You made up your mind. You really want to let me go.
Sounds a little like Bad Company.
That sounds like Bad Company. I don't disagree with that. Here we go, Gary.
Cowbell.
That might be double cowbell.
Two cows means no waiting.
Jimmy is cowbelling like he's in a conga line. I've never seen anything like that
he
in my
is,
life.
Like doing some Gloria Estefan over there.
When I was in high school, we would stay up on Fridays and Saturdays and listen to Steve Kelsey, the All Night Animal, and he would always play like these songs you wouldn't hear on the radio, like Gamma,
right,
and Angel City, and Thin Lizzy for the point of the matter.
I haven't heard that in so long. That kind of took me back. I'm glad.
You remember Gamma?
Yeah, that was good.
You know their albums, Gamma 1, Gamma 2, Gamma 3, Didn't Gamma 4.
They had like a, was there like a shark fin on one?
I think that's two.
That's two, okay.
I think two is the shark fin. One is, or vice versa. One might be a robot head.
Yeah, right. One's a dog with no skin on it. Nice.
Is that true?
Yeah, the Gamma 4.
Oh, boy.
And what's the one with the lady's private area?
Oh, that's...
Jump on it.
That's a Montrose album. That's a Montrose album. Jump on it.
Yeah, what's that called, Pussy?
No, that's called Jump on It.
Sammy was gone by then.
Yeah, Sammy was gone. Sammy got out after two
albums. Right, two?
He did two. He did Montrose and then Paper Money. Gary, you're up.
When you brought up this topic, I, of course, thought about Public Enemy, Fight the Power. And mm-hmm. then I said, I'll go you one better. Let's go a few years earlier to the Isley Brothers, Fight the Power. Now, this, you know they mean business because they use a swear word in the... In the chorus, so
is this part one and two?
This is part one and two. We won't hear both parts, but maybe fast forward about 20 seconds or so into the
to beginning. Start it up.
Yeah, to start it up, okay. So we can get some good swearing. Listen to this funky brew, huh?
Time is truly wasted.
Everybody's roboting.
No guarantee, motherfucker. Smile is in the making. Sugar. You gotta fight the powers that be. Kiss my ass. Got so many voices.
Extra swears.
By goddamn shit. Say I'm the same. Cocksucker motherfucker. Giving up all around me. You stone cold bitch. Bases full of pain. Ride my nose. I try to play my music. This game of music's too loud. I try talking about it. I got to be running.
Hold on, that kind of talk is unnecessary.
Break down, go say the C word. Come on.
Come on.
Too far, Pat.
Gary, that's terrible.
On the heels of your Montrose piece?
Man, Gary. Oh, man. Those guys lay down the dirt. That song was all about being dirty. I to the ladies that listen, I apologize.
Sorry, ladies.
Interesting trivia about the Isley Brothers.
Yes.
They're actual brothers.
Is that a fact?
I don't know.
In the African American sense,
aren't there a couple of Isleys? Aren't they brothers?
Yeah, there's then there was Jasper was in there too. Remember Isley, Jasper Isley for a brief.
Yes,
time?
I do remember right. that. 1984-85.
Yeah, but then they were actually related.
Yeah.
Yes, that's nice. That's nice. The family could work together.
Absolutely. Why family work together stays together.
Why don't you and your brother ever make a band?
Because my brother always only wants to record a Done Too Soon by Neil Diamond. So this is look. Let me tell you. This is one of Matt Belknap's least favorite artists.
Oh, no.
It's not Jackson Browne. It's the other guy. It's James Taylor. This is from 1981, Dad Loves His Work. And James Taylor's, man, sometimes you just got to stand and fight on Rock Solid.
Undercover creatures don't see sunshine. Naked in the dark,
don't think twice. Never mind, make it nice. Black eyes, black sights, black magical rites tonight. It comes a time to stand and fight.
Stand up, girl, stand and fight.
I think that might be the most rockin' James Taylor has ever been.
I think it begs the question, who would win in a fight between James Taylor and Jackson Browne? What do you think?
I think James Taylor, because I think he's got anger issues.
He's got some anger issues.
He's got some anger issues.
And let's be honest, Jackson Browne only likes to hit women.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're on fire today.
I don't think that's true anyway.
Hey, what did Jackson Browne give the anecdote? Let me just say this about James Taylor, by the way. I could listen to the entire box set of Cat Stevens.
Right.
In a row.
Right.
I couldn't wait for that to get turned off.
I know. You never liked
him. I'm a fan. I love the singer-songwriter.
Right.
But I don't know, like, there's just certain people that, you know,
right.
Not, although Fire and Rain is one of the best songs in the history of rock.
Have you seen it?
I've seen Fire and Rain.
All right.
Tell the anecdote, Pat, very quickly of Jackson Browne when you saw him at Thousand Oaks and a guy heckled him. Or yelled out a suggestion.
Oh, Pat? No, this is James Taylor.
What? Oh, what?
This is James Taylor at the James Taylor when he was on tour with Carole King. This is at the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Maybe.
He's taking requests. And some guy yells out, what's someone yell out, Gary, when they want requests? What does...
Freebird.
Right. Yeah. Guy yells out Freebird.
All right, I'll yell out Freebird, then you give the response.
Okay,
ready?
And I'll be James Taylor, and Jimmy, you be that guy.
Good.
Carol and I would like to take some requests tonight. Just yell out anything you want to hear.
Freebird!
Idiot!
Nice.
You're right. Terrific.
You're right. It was him.
It was awesome. Terrific.
Still couldn't wait for that song to end.
No, what Jackson Browne did when I saw him, people would yell out requests, and he would start playing a piece of it and then go, "Yeah, I'm not feeling it."
You blue ball and asshole. It's the blue ball tour.
Gary, what's up? I like the title of this next one, if this is the one we're going to play.
How come I get shivved?
Oh, we're going in order still. Okay. Jimmy, you have...
How many I have left?
You have three left.
All right, again... I'm a fan of this band.
Okay.
More than I was, less so now than when I was, you know, 12 years old.
Right.
But I still hang on to it. I still buy, you know, when they release new stuff.
Right.
I want to say this off the Crazy Nights album.
It is.
And this song stinks. but again, I was ordered in 17 emails to bring in 8 songs.
Yeah.
That's the only reason this made the cut.
But let's, in fairness, this is in your iTunes. And if you don't like it, delete it.
Well, if anybody wants to get mellow, you could turn around and get the fuck out.
Absolutely.
Of here and then go threaten our president.
Okay, so this is Kiss.
This is Kiss. I would fight hell to hold you.
I'll fight hell to hold you.
A fight. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ron Neverson on the knobs.
On the production. He's gonna fight hell.
No river too deep or mountain high.
Wow.
And the whole song is sung in the upper register.
I don't know why.
He's got that upper register belt, yeah.
Yeah. You like the song now, don't you?
I do like that song.
I knew you were going to say it.
You know what? I do like that song. That song and I think My Way off that album are good songs.
I'm going to walk
away. I had a few. Is that what he sings? My Way?
No, he sings, I'm going to walk like I walk, talk like I talk, my way.
With a lisp.
I would love Frank to have recorded that, and then that's how he would sing it. I'm going to walk like I walk, talk like I talk, my way.
when do you suppose the last time Paul Stanley got into a fight? What do you think that was about?
Oh, I would imagine over Gene doing a reality.
Let me tell you something. One time, Gene, he wanted me to be on his episode of Family Jewels. I said, what's the premise of that show, Gene? He said, cameras follow us around and we pretend like it's real. So I said, what's going on? I'm going to have a barbecue and you're going to come over and we're going to have sausage sandwiches. I said, I'm a vegetarian, Gene. So I'll do this show, but we're going to have tofu.
Wow. That was kind of into it. You know, I'm glad you brought up being 12 years old and Kiss and everything like that, because I was thinking, like, you were living in the Chicago area when that big disco night, Disco Sucks night happened.
My cousin was there.
Wow.
I was supposed to go. My mom wouldn't let me.
So there was like a big ramp up. Everybody wanted to be there, all the rock fans. And then Kiss drops... I was made for loving you.
Honestly. Yeah.
How did you reconcile that? What was that? Well,
you know what? I don't think I was smart enough to understand that that was a disco song. I was still in the, hey, it's Kiss, and I was excited that they were just putting out a new album. I was able to go to Corvettes and buy it and look at the poster and stare at the cover for hours on end.
I talked about that a couple weeks ago when we played that. I played one of the songs that I just stared at that cover like a maniac.
That cover was fascinating to me. Yeah. And so I didn't see it as disco. And you know what's interesting is I had the Disco Sucks t-shirt. I had a t-shirt that had a guy dancing with the red circle and a slash through it.
Right.
And then would go home and listen to the Saturday Night Fever album nonstop.
Well, you hated bad disco.
I don't think there is bad disco. There's nothing wrong with disco.
Get ready. We got to do a disco show.
Disco show. Got
disco.
Right. What's wrong?
Nothing wrong with it.
Name a bad disco song.
They're all good.
They're all good. They get you up dancing.
I love the nightlife and the boogie.
I love it. Now it's just dance music.
Dance. Yeah, now it's just dance music.
I'll tell you a bad disco song. Disco Duck by
Rick Dees and the Past of Idiots.
That guy in his fucking crazy eye job. You see him on the billboards.
Oh, boy.
Just terrible.
Oh, that face is tight from the nose up.
Why does a radio guy have to look good?
Well, you got to look good to feel good, Pat.
I guess so.
All right. This song you guys are going to like. This thing rocks. This is a group out of Chicago by way of Missoula, Montana.
Okay.
It's a Silkworm. Never got their due. Like Thin Lizzy. This is called Cockfight of Feelings. Check out this. Excuse a little grunge, maybe, but that's okay.
I like it so far. Nope, they lost me.
Only a fool gives up sex for lint. When we were alive before the eagle was spread. Come out of the sky and into the bed. Painted in true blue.
Gary is rethinking his choice.
Not as good.
Keep telling it. Is it coming up?
Huh?
Is he saying suck me now? Or softly now?
Maybe softly.
Talk me down?
I don't know.
Has he said cockfight of feelings yet?
Yeah. No, I don't think... He probably doesn't say that.
Gary, if I may, I just played a song that had the lyrics, I would fight hell to hold you, no mountain, no river too deep, no mountain high.
Well, that's right from Tina Turner.
Those are horrible lyrics.
Yeah.
This thing was written by a 4-year-old lyricist. Those are horrible lyrics. The eagle is spread, we weren't there.
He was doing his best.
I don't mind the music.
Gary was grimacing the whole time.
It was like, well, because I was saying, it was the same sinking feeling I had during the game, where I'm thinking, like, this is going to go over big, and not really.
I actually got a text. Let me read a text that I texted Gary. I saw his car was parked out.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, hey, Gary, I'm in here if you want to come over. And his text was, cool, finishing an awesome game.
Okay.
The proof.
It was awesome.
If I could turn back time.
This artist is an artist who, she does not like me. She's proven that time and time again by walking away from me.
Oh, no.
She will not sign my album. She loves her fans, except for one.
She does hate you.
She does not like me. She doesn't care for me.
Hey, by the way, you're supposed to bring me Gravity's Rainbow. We're supposed to do a swap of the book covers.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Because I collect autographed CD covers.
Right.
And you collect long plays.
All right.
Thomas Pynchon? Is that what we're talking about?
Let's do that.
Gravity's Rainbow?
Pat Benatar album. But this is from her album from 1982, Get Nervous. And her voice is so amazing on this, even though she hates me. It's called Fight It Out.
You say you're happy, but I see apprehension. That little laugh of yours doesn't have intention. The precious book you clutch so tightly in your hands won't help you sleep at night when I am not your plan.
She says when every time I come to get an autograph. She goes, when, enough, signed enough tonight. You didn't sign any. We're done.
she, I will say this, I've seen her a number of times in the live environment. And
recently, too.
She sounds that good today.
Yeah.
She also has managed to make me the most embarrassed. One of the most embarrassed I've ever been with my wife.
Oh.
When I was listening to her live album, and I was trying to tell Danny, I go, I'm telling you, she's great live. Just as she, 55-year-old woman, goes, "Yeah, you guys rock!" on a live album, and it's so embarrassing.
You can never introduce people to new music through a live album because something like that's going to happen.
Well, because I was so impressed with the live album, with the right. quality of the voice.
You guys rock!
You guys rock! Oh, okay. Just humiliating.
Now, you have two more songs. Both have fight in the title.
Okay.
So which one do you want?
All right.
One's a duet.
Well, one you play too much on this show, I think.
Right, but we'll end it. We'll do your other one then.
All right. I may not. Oh, this is Fightin' Man?
This is Fighting Man.
This is Fighting Man by another band that never really got what it deserved here, but
no,
yet.
But got more than you, than Thin Lizzy did.
Well, did they?
Well, they're still doing it at least.
Well, Thin Lizzy couldn't.
Well, they actually are still doing it.
Yeah,
too.
But not. But you can't. Once we lost Phil.
Yeah, God bless him.
He's up there playing bass with the big fella.
He's but him and Jimi Hendrix are probably getting along well.
They do. Montrose trying to get a lick in. So this is a UFO.
Yes.
Here's the thing about UFO though. Like, Lights Out was a decent hit, but Thin Lizzy, you know, again iconic.
Boy, Thin Lizzy had a top 10 hit.
Right.
But UFO never.
You
did.
Remember the time that. That girl came around Johnny's place?
Oh,
oh man.
I got so, man, that chick got up. She slapped Johnny's face. I could not believe it.
Man.
Oh, man, we just fell around the place. About the place.
Well, you know what? If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
God damn it. Awful lyric.
My favorite part about Johnny's place is that jukebox.
where was it? I don't remember.
Who's going to blast out your favorite song?
Oh.
Wait a minute. You know what's interesting about that?
What?
It never dawned on me that Johnny's place is a tavern and not...
His house?
At Johnny's house.
He had a jukebox.
Until right now.
Not a Johnny's house.
46-year-old man just figured out the lyrics.
Look, if a girl comes over to your house and starts a fight with you, you can call the police.
All right.
I think we had talked about that when we were talking about the jailbreak, how it's, there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town.
Somewhere in this town. How many jails are there in this town?
Start with the jail. That's
right.
Going to be the...
you know what, Gary, you make a good point.
Maybe it's a metaphorical jail.
No, maybe lyrically...
Speaking of metaphorical jails, what's the damn song? Let me out of here!
This is called Fighting Man.
Right. Okay, right, yeah.
It's from 2002. Michael Schenker was back in the band. He came back and told Phil Mogg to kick everyone else out of the band.
This is a live version.
This is not a live version.
Oh, I would have played the live version.
Really? Because then Phil Mogg says, "Hey, you rock."
Hey,
now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, it's cold. I might as well fight with someone.
Man. All right, that's plenty.
The album is called Sharks. Can anyone guess what's on the cover of that album?
Sandwich.
Nope, shark.
Oh, really?
A rake?
Nope, two shark.
Let me just say this very quickly about UFO. They're making great music today, as they did back in 1979.
They are.
They put out great music.
They do. Put on a great show, too.
I had a better point. I forget what it was.
All right. Well, thanks for confirming everything.
Oh, here's a UFO Live. The promoter just told me if you guys want to rip down the speakers, it's okay.
That can't be right.
That can't be right. That can't be. No, he didn't really tell you that.
The promoter doesn't say that, does he? Yeah, the stage patter is this too. Lights out.
This is a little something we like to call rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
Doctor.
All right, my last song. You know the Magnetic Fields. They've got a number. Stephen Merritt. He's got a number of different projects. He's got the Gothic Archies, mm-hmm. the Future Bible
yep.
Heroes, and perhaps one of the best ones is called the Sixths. The Sixths.
Okay.
Number six, THS.
This is from Wasp's Nest.
The Wasp's Nest. The purpose of the Sixths is he has like a lot of like guest vocalists to come in for that.
All right.
And this one features the great Mitch Easter
mm-hmm.
from Let's Active, and it's called Pillow Fight. Rock solid.
Sounds like it's from a John Hughes movie right now.
Yeah,
it does.
still does.
Did I say something in politic, or did I lay it on too thick? Now that's some lyrics.
That is that's a Springsteen lyric if I ever heard one.
The name of the outfit is The Sixth.
The Sixth.
The Sixth.
That does sound very
you know who loves them? Paul Stanley.
Oh, what do we
I love to hear Miss East the thing with The Sixth. I've got Jimmy's got one more. Gary, you actually have two more in the can.
All right, well, let's keep going. I was trying to have some mercy.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you know what? We're at 70 minutes. This is our longest ever. I'll just burn through both of mine in a row.
I was ordered to bring in 8 songs.
Okay. Well,
should have been 3.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Next time we each bring in one, and then we play that great game. This is these are two very different artists. This is now this is a song. This would I'm sure that the 40-year-old boy would.
Is this yours or Gary's?
This is mine. I'm going to burn off two of mine, then we'll do yours, and he can end it out. Mike Schmidt, I think, would definitely approve of this because it's an angry song by Marilyn Manson. This is the fight song.
Hey, what was the song? Not the album, the follow up to Beautiful People. What was the single off that?
Dope Show.
The Dope Show. That's a good song.
Yeah.
That's from Mechanical Animals, I think.
And then the rest of it is back to that. And I think John Five's a great guitarist. Five play on these.
Yeah.
And I think melodically these songs are great. I think the production to.
It's a little too harsh.
It doesn't need to be. If you listen, if you take away some of that noise.
Yeah,
that's a nice sounding.
Let the people in. Yeah, don't
let them in.
And then this is my last song. And this is totally the opposite way of that. This is from the fantastic album "Labor of Lust" by Nick Lowe. This is called "Born Fighter."
Yeah.
I know.
I can never catch up. I've been a lot of things, but I never was a quitter. I'm a born fighter. I got a rebel for my will now. I'm a born fighter. How I hate it on a plate.
Now, girls like that bring a lump to his pocket. That's all I want to tell.
That's a great line. I heard an interview with him recently where the guy was going down the road of like, you know, Nick, are you sad that you never got your due? And he's like, you know, I had a track on the Bodyguard soundtrack. I'm doing okay.
So yeah, he did. Yeah.
So he's not worried.
What
he's not
was
sweating.
The guy, Curtis Steigers.
Oh, right.
Did a version, I think, of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Yeah.
And, from what I understand is Nick can do anything he wants.
Curtis Steigers is the saxophone fellow?
Yeah, from Portland.
Yeah.
Was it Portlandian?
Yeah, he did. He is indeed.
Portlander. Portlandian.
Sure.
Portland's own.
Here's a song to make my wife turn off the podcast. This is Jimmy's last song.
Well, listen, she's not wrong. This song, when it was released, I loved it.
Right.
Man, did I love it. What year was this released? 82?
82, yes, I think you're right.
All right, so what does that make?
From the album High Adventure.
Hang on, so I'm 66, 76, 78, 77, 78, 88.
You're 66 years old right now.
I'm 16 years old. I loved this song.
Yeah.
Crazy about this song. Now, I played the snippet of this to try to find, like, what part should you play? Shut it off.
Pat Benatar's husband plays guitar on this, Neil Giraldo.
Yeah, he's got that...
Well, here it is, and...
Your wife hates this.
Well, she is so tired of hearing Steve Perry around the house because he just comes over and he won't stop talking.
Right.
Here it is.
Got it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay. I hope when we hear this.
Second time we've ever played it. Turn up the music, you're mistaken in the sky.
You can't lie and stand still.
There's nothing wrong with raising some hell. Tonight we're gonna raise it.
A couple of white guys want to get together and raise some hell.
But this chorus stinks.
Alright. I'm gonna backpedal. I don't dislike that song.
But their voices sound good.
Do you think that they were in the same room recording this? Do you think it was like a Sinatra duet?
No, I think they're in the bedroom.
Think they
no, they showed up at We Are the World together, so of course they were in the same room.
Makes no sense. Everybody showed up at We Are the World. You would have showed up if you were invited.
Well, doesn't I was, you, and I boycotted it. I didn't, duet. Didn't like that song.
No, I would be there. Well, I just wanted to thank Jimmy Pardo.
You don't want
to
play out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure I will.
It's only fair.
Why not? Let's go with...
We've already gone... So we're going to get it so that it fits on one CD when you burn it.
What are we doing?
I just want to remind everybody to like us on Facebook and write a review on iTunes.
Okay.
And follow us on Twitter. And listen to this great tune by Art Brut.
Play us out.
Called Fight.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Can we say goodbye here?
Say goodbye.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed this. Say goodbye. Great Triumph song.
What's the matter? Nothing. Some people